So, $240 million is the figure publicly cited, but add land and other expenses and the full and total cost is double that. Now, we want to stress that it was the Minister's own office that told us via email, and this is a verbatim quote, the economic benefit figures came from the operator's business case. We emailed back, operators meaning Accor. The verbatim answer emailed back, yes, but who the operator is actually depends on who owns the convention centre once it's built. So the answer operator means Accor, yes. More on that in a moment, but first, having communicated with her office over a period of days, this afternoon we asked the Minister herself, what is the final cost?
We think about $475 million.
Right, which is twice the figure that was used, the $240 million that was used on August 10th at the announcement in Christchurch, isn't it?
Yes. The $240 million is the construction contract.
So where is the...
Of course, we've had land acquisition and professional services and all the rest around it as well.
Right. So where is the $475 million publicly announced?
Well, each individual part of it is probably available, but the whole lot, there's still a little bit about contracting with someone who's going to run it, so there's still a little bit to come.
Okay, who's going to run it?
Well, at this stage, the contract will be leased probably by the end of the year. We're still working through that.
So you're spending $475 million on a convention centre and you don't yet know who's going to run it?
That's absolutely right, but it has been worked with operators all the way through the design of the establishment. And the way it works, it is very attractive to operators, and we've got several operators who are interested.
Okay, so will the operators lease it off the Crown?
Yes, there is an arrangement. There is a contractual arrangement, and that's something that we're working through at the moment. We have funding to make that work. There will be some leasing, and we'll make that progress as we go.
So will the Crown retain ownership but lease operation rights effectively to an independent operator?
At this stage, that's what we're planning, but we also have quite a lot of interest from people who may like to take over the ownership of the property in the long
term. Right, so you have people expressing interest in buying it for somewhere in the region of $500 million.
And also people expressing interest in operating it as well.
Okay. Why won't you release the Crown's business case that talks about economic benefit for Christchurch?
The original business case that was written in 2013 has already been released. The benefit that we're talking about is something like $321 million in the first 8 years, and they're expecting about $57 to $60 million in the years after that. But as I say, we're still in a contracting situation with the operator, and so we would rather work our way through that before we release it. But once that is done, I'm very happy to release it.
So the direct economic benefit of the Convention Centre to Christchurch is estimated to be more than $320 million in the first 8 years. I'm reading from your media statement
that's
on
right.
August 10th.
Mm-hmm.
Who made that estimate?
That's part of the business case.
Yes, but where did that figure...
Remembering, of course, we are replacing the convention centre that we used to have in Christchurch. And before the earthquake, we were also working towards an extension of that convention centre.
Absolutely. Minister, who made the $320 million estimate?
That was part of the business case.
Yes, but who made it? Where did that figure come from?
I can't give you the details.
Was it from your operator? Was it from Otokaro's preferred operator?
I suspect it was from a mixture of all of those because, of course, we want to test anything that we said in the public arena.
Okay, we've been told it was from Otokaro's preferred operator, who is Accor, the hotel chain, right?
The Accor chain were people that were working on it to help us get the configuration and how the actual operations work of the building. So they have worked through the process as we've gone, but they may or may not be the operator in the long term.
Okay, but at the moment they have an economic benefit from their participation in this, don't they?
Well, that's where the knowledge would have come from, but I suspect it's also been peer-reviewed because we don't tend to put out figures without testing them.
Do you know whether it's been peer-reviewed?
I can find out for you.
Okay. Is it possible that as Otokaro's preferred operator, the hotel chain Accor would run the convention centre?
It is possible, but not definite.
Okay, so you are citing a figure of $320 million economic benefit to Christchurch over years, which has come to you from a commercial hotel chain that has a direct commercial interest in working with Otokaro and potentially running the convention centre.
Yes, but you must look at it another way. When we designed the convention centre, we were very sure that we wanted to make sure that it would be commercially viable. So we worked with our core to make sure that the sizes of the rooms were right, that how you move them from A to B, that the kitchens worked, so that therefore we had something that was a good commercial proposition. We've also spoken to other operators, and they tell us that basically if it works for a core, it works for them. So they are not the only people involved in this. They have not captured the process.
No, but you are citing their figure, aren't you, when you talk about the economic benefit to Christchurch?
I will confirm where that figure came from.
Okay,
the figure was from the business case. I suspect it would have been peer-reviewed, simply because we don't throw figures around willy-nilly.
You heard the Minister say she would call us back, she would confirm, and she did exactly that. Now, remember, it was her office who told us in writing the $320 million figure was the operator's figure and the operator was a core. But the Minister wanted to call us back, and indeed she was good to her word, and she did. A short time ago, our producer Bridget Burke asked her if a core had any input into the $320 million cost-benefit figure.
As far as I know, no.
Can you be certain of that, Minister?
Well, they have their own figures, which are different.
What are their figures?
Well, those are the ones in the operating case that we're not talking about today.
Last year, the design and construction contract was valued at $280 million. It was announced earlier in the month as $240 million. Why the saving?
The $240 million one is the contract, the construction contract that came through. We've been working very hard to make sure that we have a cost-effective contract.
So how were those savings managed?
Well, the original figure was on a slightly larger convention centre. This is slightly smaller all the way across. And basically, whenever you look at a project, you work the way down to make it as cost-effective as possible.
So the convention centre has, in a sense, been scaled back, you're telling me?
Fractionally, yes.
And so should then you still be relying on a 2016 figure by Sarah for benefit to Christchurch?
Yes, we think it's plenty of space in that to be realistic.
Despite the fact that the convention centre is now being scaled back?
But marginally, at the most maybe 100 people.
That's Nikki Wagner talking a very short time ago to our producer Bridget Burke. So here's what we can confirm. The cost is $475 million. We think this is the first time that figure has been published anywhere. The size of the convention centre has been scaled back by somewhere in the region of 100 seats, people, whatever. So it's a smaller convention centre than the one that we have been told about. But the government is standing by its cost-benefit analysis. In other words, the money that will come into Christchurch of $320 million over the first 8 years.